I'm Cheryl Corley, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is in Denver this week covering the Democratic National Convention. Coming up, we'll talk with some of the people in Denver involved in helping to pull the convention all together. That's in a bit. But first, after a fierce primary battle, months of anticipation, and the announcement of a vice presidential pick, the Democrats and soon-to-be presidential nominee Senator Barack Obama finally kick off their party's big show tonight. As I mentioned, Michelle Martin is at the convention, and she joins us now. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Cheryl.
Well, I know you just landed in Denver yesterday, and is there still buzz about the selection of Senator Joe Biden as Obama's vice presidential pick?
There sure is. As I'm sure you know, the selection of a vice presidential nominee is considered the most important first decision a presidential candidate has to make. Mm-hmm. And so naturally, there's a lot of anticipation up to the very last minute when the decision was announced on Saturday, early Saturday morning. And yes, there's a lot of conversation about it. But I have to tell you, Cheryl, one of the things I'm struck by, even more than the conversation about Joe Biden, is how this sort of undercurrent of tension with the Senator Hillary Clinton supporters really still seems to be so much a part of the conversation here. Mm. And I think, I have to tell you, it's surprising to me that it's almost had equal billing with the conversation about Joe Biden.
Hmm. So people still mad about her not being seriously vetted?
Well, that's a matter of dispute. And later in the program, we're going to hear from Eric Holder, former Deputy Attorney General, National Co-Chairman of the Obama campaign, and co-chairman with Caroline Kennedy of the vice presidential selection process. And you'll hear from him directly, and he says that Senator Clinton, along with, it has to be said, Governor Kathleen Sebelius, but who was also a serious contender. So you'll hear more about that. But apparently, the issue seems to be that a lot of the Clinton supporters haven't been able to wrap their heads around or really sort of turn their attention to Obama as the nominee. I even heard a lot of conversation about this on the airplane coming out here. It has to be said, there were a lot of Clinton delegates on the plane, and they were talking about the fact that a lot of them hadn't even allowed themselves to embrace Obama in their, because they were so focused on Senator Clinton. So her comments become even more critical in that regard. We'll be hearing from her on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And I think the whole question about, and I also have to say, I still think that's causing some tension with the Obama supporters who say it's time to put it to rest. And
that's going
to
be very
and
interesting.
Also, I also want to point out there's a poll this morning that shows that less than half of the Clinton supporters, it's a poll on USA Today published this morning that says that only 47% of Senator Clinton supporters say that they are fully prepared and enthusiastically support Obama. So that is a problem.
Well, Michelle, we only have a few seconds left. Each night of the convention has a theme. What is it for tonight?
Well, the theme is One Nation. But as you know, the keynote speaker is Michelle Obama. I know you'll have more to tell us about her later on. Really, what tonight is about is biography. It's about introducing Senator Obama to the nation and sort of the themes of the Democratic Party. As you know, he's not as well known as he's drawn huge crowds, a tremendous enthusiasm, of course, throughout the primary season. And yet he still is not well known. And there are still questions about his depth of experience, his total picture. And so the point of tonight is to, again, sort of reintroduce him to the American people, and with a very interesting array of speakers who represent a lot of what the Democratic Party is trying to showcase right now.
All right. Well, Tell Me More host Michelle Martin joining us from the Democratic National Convention in Denver. Thanks so much, Michelle.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Tell Me More is giving you a backstage pass to the Democratic National Convention. Michelle Martin and our producers will blog each evening from Denver. So later today, meet Michelle back at the blog. Go on to npr.org and click Tell Me More.